Channel Radio.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Can hear you.
I don't know whether the wind might have blown my microphone away. But we are here. Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk on Monday afternoon. Welcome, listeners. I hope you are tucked in safely indoors with your nice cup of cocoa, your feet up, sitting in your onesie, listening to Who Cares Wins and our marvellous guest this afternoon, Paul Stevens. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hello. He looks very gorgeous, doesn't he, sitting over there down the corner.
Very smart, isn't
he? Yeah, very smart, very dapper.
He's dressed up for us.
He does, yeah. Doesn't normally look like that at all.
Well, I thought that's him on the radio. Yeah.
He's made an effort for the radio.
Yeah, exactly. So, great. Thanks for coming down. Thanks for bearing with the roads and the trees. And did you put your sails up on top of your car?
Well, to be honest, I got here just in time.
Yeah.
I could tell you about the story I had been stuck in mud.
Yes,
over the
weekend, I want to go back to that because anyway. That we shared that earlier this morning and I was in tears, listener. So, although that probably sounds very mean, bless him, he was in a bit dire straits last night. So, Jan, have you had a good week?
I've had a great week. I had a wonderful day yesterday.
Yeah, tell us about yesterday. Well, I saw your Twitter.
Regular listeners may remember back in April that I said I was joining a local disability sports club, Herne Bay Boccia. To help out, do a bit of refereeing, play when they were short of players, wash up, cup of teas, whatever. Well, yesterday they entered their first tournament and went down to Dover, took two teams, and after only 6 months of playing, they won the tournament. It was excellent. Everybody was so happy.
Did you get a trophy?
They got a trophy, yeah, got a cup. Woo-hoo. All the team that won got medals. And photos in the local press will happen soon.
We need to see those.
Absolutely.
Did you post on Facebook?
Post one on Facebook, yep.
You have?
Team, yeah. Tamika, aww. Sheila and Sabrina. Great.
Fantastic.
Big grins. Tamika's laugh when she won. She was so happy. It was infectious. It was
wonderful.
Oh,
how brilliant.
Yeah. So I had a lovely day. Finished
you
the
did.
Week off really well.
Yay. Well, I was up at the yoga show. I was up at Olympia. And I had a fantastic workshop as well as visiting various stands and buying probably too many things. It's just shiny and colourful, so I have to have it. But there was a particular workshop that myself and Lindsay from Bridgewater Retreat, she's my wonderful friend, but also she runs a massage and holistic therapies in Birchington. And we went on this workshop and it was to do with the more detail behind the pranayama, if I can spell that right, I'll say it right. Basically, it's about your makeup or your mechanics of breathing. So I thought of you, Jan.
Right.
And you have to, he was going getting us to go through that. Initially, there was this three parts to your breath. So there's the abdomen, the chest, and the upper chest.
So already two more than I do.
And then and so we had to breathe into those different parts, and then he broke it down into each of those three areas, those sections. He then broke it down into, they also had three sections. So in the end, you had a 9-part breath. And then he was getting us to count and actually breathe into those areas and then breathe out of those areas on the way in and all that. So yes, it was fascinating. And I, interestingly, could actually feel myself breathing into the different parts within my body rather than just a breath in and a breath out. I really was able to visualize and feel the different parts of my body as I was inhaling and exhaling. So it was absolutely fantastic. But I did sort of had a little giggle to myself, Jan, because I thought you would have been giggling at me and looking at the breath and the components of it. So yeah, it was Philip Xeri, I think you pronounce his name. But it was a great day and a real buzz up there. And then I flew home, literally. Got back to the O2 and we flew across the car park to our car. And then I did a Mary Poppins down the A2. But yeah, we got home safely. So a great weekend. And of course, I'm off on birthday celebrations the rest of this week. So you are honoured.
Again.
You are honoured. Yeah, I'll just get that in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I thought the delivery guy actually with this huge box outside the studio, I thought that was my birthday present. But
no, van was far too small.
Oh, thanks, Jan. So I'm coming over to our more important things on the list is our guest, Paul Stevens. And Paul, you've got sort of two hats that you wear because I've met you through Future Life Progression and Andersh.
Indeed.
And so I know that you have the pinstripe medium as one aspect, one hat.
One hat,
one
yeah.
Hat. And also today we're going to talk a little bit more about Future Life Properties. But before we go into that in a little bit of detail, let's just let our listeners know who this marvellous chappie is. We've tweeted your picture, so you're now out there in the World Wide Web and on Facebook, because when we tweet, it goes on Facebook as well. So they now know what you look like.
So I can't hide.
You can't now. No, that's it. So what is it? Face for Radio? You're now out there. We could be able to see it. Tell us a little bit about Paul Stevens, first of all, and your pinstripe medium bits and pieces.
Yeah, certainly. For me, I had 20-odd years in IT and telecoms. And then decided really that something was pulling me in different directions. Always been intuitive, always had an interest in the unseen, the unknown.
Yeah.
And moved on to develop many areas of me, trained as a psychic medium.
Okay.
Although there's an element I think that's in all of us. But yeah. It's just whether you tap into it.
Okay.
So did a lot of training with that. Become a Reiki practitioner. Also then moved away and looked into coaching. So studied coaching in quite a lot of detail. Got formal qualifications. Master NLP, which is very similar to Paul McKenna type.
Neuro-linguistic programming.
Indeed.
We like our acronyms, don't we, on the show, Jan?
Because I'm off
like
computer land with
well.
NLP.
Because our guests, they throw these acronyms in.
They do.
And sometimes when we challenge them, they have to think, oh yes, what does that mean?
Exactly. The power of the mind.
Exactly.
Reprogramming.
Yes, yes. Right. And Paul McKenna, people
exactly. That's why, yeah, you know, he gets a free plug as
and
well.
And Richard Bandler, of course. We
indeed,
must mention Richard
yes.
because he is one of the keys behind
indeed.
It.
Yeah.
So yes, NLP.
So basically, it was like combining those together, different opportunities. And obviously, you mentioned that Anne Gersher initially.
Yes, lovely Anne.
Basically,
she's on the show in November.
She is indeed, lovely lady. And I had an opportunity to meet her. Anne, at the Mind and Spirit.
Mind, Body, Spirit,
that's
those.
It, yeah. Went along with a friend, got drag kicking and screaming to one of her workshops. And as you do, you know. And
Anne will get you for that. Yeah, you
she
know.
Will, she will. She knows his story very well. Yeah. And I put my name down at the end, thinking I was getting a newsletter. On the Monday, I ended up winning a 3-day practitioner's course doing past life regression and future life progression.
Oh.
So that was my angle into Anne and getting to know Anne. So
yes.
I also, as you know yourself, because you offer the same service.
Yes, I do,
you know,
FLPs and PLRs. And
exactly. So.
Just kidding.
I'll think of some more acronyms.
We will. I'll get you back with ergonomics.
You will.
So basically, all the services I offer, I do a lot of coaching now, but I try and pull together coaching with FLP, with the intuitive side, and just, you know, I look to try and give people the tools, the techniques to enable change.
So your clients, when you're coaching them, are they from a corporate background? Are they from a particular industry? Are they like IT connections?
No, to be perfectly honest, combinations, you know. So it's anything from phobias to people who've had real difficult problems, you know. I seem to be presented with people that I can, you know, sort of understand, you know, and I can help. I mean, you know, touch wood, people have come to see me, you know, I've made a difference and enabled them to move forward.
Brilliant.
You know, so, and that's one element. And another element I've sort of got into quite recently over the last, say, couple of years is ghost hunting as well. I've worked with a couple
that's
of...
That's very apt for this week.
It is indeed. I work with a couple of ghost hunting companies as well. So they're really
good.
You
haven't been on that TV programme, have you?
Not yet.
No. Oh, well, not yet. Oh, you heard it in
your
face. Yeah, folks, this
I'm
is
open,
famous.
I'm open, please.
Hey, come on in.
I don't watch the programme. Are you hunting for a purpose other than just to find one? Or are you hunting to try and get rid of a ghost or do the history behind a ghost?
Yeah, I think it can be both angles, really. You know, you can go into a place for proof that there is something there. Because a lot of people are uncertain. They don't believe.
Right.
So you're hoping, you're wanting to see either something visual, hear noises, you know. Or potentially, if there is an energy there, a spirit energy or whatever people may call it.
And is that something you can pick up? Because I know a friend of mine, she can walk into a room and she has a wonderful gift that she's like, a little bit like our Sue, our lovely Sue Parker, that they can detect that like, oh, the energy here doesn't either feel good or it feels good.
Completely.
You know?
No.
And yet you feel it, do you?
I feel it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
gift. That's something. It's a gift, but also, you know, you can walk into a place and think, I don't like it here. You know.
How about here? Is it okay?
No, I love it. This place here is absolutely lovely.
We've got a happy ghost.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. It can be that way as well, where you can go in and people don't like the energy there, or they feel. Quick little story. I've got a little local pub called The Old Vine in Cowsley Wood. Little plug for them as well.
Yeah. Where is it? Cowsley.
Cowsley Wood.
Cowsley Wood.
Cowsley Wood, near Wadhurst.
Near Wadhurst.
And basically, they call me in the local pub the Prophet. Because of obviously the connections to the Pinstripe Medium. So they were having mirrors falling off walls in their guest bedrooms, literally flying off the wall. They were all secured. So they asked me to go in there.
It wasn't what their guests were up to, was it?
No, it wasn't. No. They thought it might have been. They did hear a lot of banging at night. But anyway, you knew that was coming.
Steady.
So they asked me to go in, and I just went through a little process that I do. Yeah. And it stopped.
Wow.
So... I felt there was an energy of, you know, a male energy, because what they're thinking of doing is actually doing some an extension at the back of the property. Exceptionally old building,
right, and
they didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. So to have their say,
exactly. But again, it's all, I find it all very interesting. You know, I'm a strong believer in anything's possible.
Yeah,
I don't question anything. I allow and accept everything.
So how long have you been doing this coaching business under the Pinstripe Medium? It is under the Pinstripe Medium,
although there is something new and fresh coming out very soon. You'd have to watch your space for that.
He's teasing us now.
Doesn't he? Yeah. Does that mean you want to come back?
Oh, well, please. I'd love it already. Speak to my secretary.
Oh, okay. Oh, hark at you.
But yeah, it's all under the Pinstripe Medium. There's all elements of it there. But it does have a tendency to all combine itself. I do try and, you know, because I do business coaching as well as personal coaching. Yeah. So, but they all have a tendency.
Now, let me just clarify, because often I get asked this, as you know, as a coach. And when I talk about and I say, oh, I'm a business coach. I'm not a business coach in giving business advice. So I'm not like a business advisor.
Okay.
So are you the same? Is it that people, they may happen to work in a business, run their own business, or they're an employee, and it's about looking for help, direction, career change, or is it something different?
Both. So basically, if it's a business entity, a corporate world, I can look at potentially looking at strategies to get from A to B.
Okay.
So it's goal setting, having someone who's going to, I would then, you know, be on a weekly basis, they'd be accountable to me.
Right.
So
right.
I give them, again, you know, I give them those steps to get where they want to get in 12 months'
in
time.
In relation to the business rather than them personally.
Yeah, yeah.
And is that one-man bands, one-woman bands?
Yeah, completely.
One-woman bands or big corporates?
I have worked with a couple of corporates.
Okay.
Just a small part of that big corporate.
Yeah, sure.
But generally, it's normally the smaller type businesses that are coming to me. So, but again, I mean, some people are... I won't say put off, but they sort of they open their eyes more when I use the word a psychic medium.
You're going to be on Sammy's show, aren't you, point soon? Yes, Sammy's
going to be. I do hope so, anyway.
We'll nudge her a little bit. But yeah, because Sammy's becoming psychic show, which is a Thursday evening from my memory.
Yeah, I think 7:30 till 9.
I think 7. Anyway, I know it's 9.
Definitely
9.
Thursday evening.
Sorry, Sammy. Haven't got the schedule in front of me, but
we'll do
it's
better
definitely
next
Thursday.
Time.
So yeah, that would be great for you to explore that even further.
Definitely.
But from the health and wellbeing aspect, it definitely gives those people a direction or gives them some focus.
Completely. I mean, in everything I do, and even with Future Life Properties, I always look for an element of empowerment to help others.
Brilliant.
You know, I never tell anyone what to do. I give them an opportunity to change, give them, you know, these are the choices that you can have. Where do you feel that you want to go?
Yeah. And of course, you've got this toolkit of all of these lovely...
Exactly. You know.
Techniques,
lovely,
strategies.
Lovely techniques, and also my life experience as well. You know, working everything from...
So come on. Talking of experience, what happened last night?
No, it was the night before.
Oh, night before?
It was the night before, yeah. Well, obviously...
This'll make you giggle, Jack.
Obviously, being a psychic, and I obviously see these things coming, or in this case, not, as the joke has gone over and over again.
Yeah, I'm sure it has.
I was off to a ghost hunt in a place called Kelwood and Hatch with a lovely company called Haunted Happenings, and... I followed my sat-nav. I've been to this place once before.
Oh, no. See, Paul, it's already gone pear-shaped. Following a sat-nav?
Yeah, exactly.
It's Kelvin Hatch, Essex, yes?
Yes.
Sat-navs don't work.
So I've been to this place once before. Little dirt track to get to this old nuclear bunker. a beautiful place, very spooky, very scary. It's the only place that's really freaked me out before. And I turned off-road thinking I was going onto this little dirt track, and I thought, it looks familiar, but I'm not quite sure. Something was telling me this is really, really wrong. Next thing I know, I've put my headlights on, and I thought, no, I need to turn around. And then my old BMW lowered wheels and God knows what.
Rear-wheel drive.
Decided to get even lower into a clay field.
Oops.
8:30, Friday night.
Oh, dear.
I sank. The RAC turned up at 10:30.
I'm so sorry.
And it took them an hour and 45 minutes to tow me out.
Oh.
Yeah, that long.
My God.
And then because of the amount of clay that was stuck on my back wheels, it messed the balancing up. So all the way from Essex back to where I live in East Sussex, I could drive at a top speed of, I think it was about 23 miles an hour on the M25. It took me
Oh, I bet the others loved you.
Yeah. Did you have your hazards on? Did you have your park anywhere lights on?
No.
No?
It was like driving a washing machine. I was shaking the whole way home.
The other drivers going, shoom,
shoom. It was an experience. I mean, I got in at 4 o'clock.
Oh, dear.
Three and a half hours driving. That should have only taken me an hour.
Yeah, so as always,
that's ghosts getting their revenge.
Yeah,
they didn't want me to go.
They obviously didn't want you to go. No, they didn't get you there. So,
no, exactly.
And of course, our guests do it all the time. A perfect day, perhaps.
Yes, indeed.
By others, not necessarily you. But in also tribute to Lou Reed, who passed away over the weekend, we thought we'd play this tune because it's also quite apt for today and the story from Paul, but also today and perhaps the weather, and if it isn't necessarily your perfect day, but also just sit back and relax, perhaps bring back memories of Lou Reed. Perfect day.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park, and then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo, then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep. Just what you sow.
you're going to reap just what you sow.
What, that's just sort of, you know, relax me, calm me down. My earphones are falling off now, so I haven't got,
you're so relaxed,
a big
you're
head.
Losing size.
Yes, I'm shrinking as before your eyes. So welcome back to Who Cares Wind Radio. That was Lou Reed and his wonderful Perfect Day, and it is here in the studio because we have a super guest, Paul Stevens from Future Life Properties and also the Pinstripe Medium. So Paul, you've touched on already this Future Life Properties, which is another little business stream that you've got involved in.
Indeed.
Let's just elaborate to our listeners. How did that come about?
My business partner, Susan Deptford.
Hello, Susan. She listening in?
She won't be, but she'll listen in later.
Good girl.
She's working hard.
Hello later, Susan.
Yes, exactly. She's a senior property lawyer. So she had a seed, a vision of putting something together that combined the corporate world of the property arena, but with a spiritual eco-essence.
Fantastic.
So she also followed and liked Anne Gersh.
Oh.
So she sort of saw what Anne was doing with Future Life Progression, in other words, taking you forward to be able to see an element of your future self in 5 or 10 years, but incorporating the ability to see and look at a future property. You know, if you can't see the detail of the property, potentially the area, you know, how are you going to get the finance, et cetera, et cetera. So she approached Anne, contacted her.
Yeah.
And because I'd then made that connection with Anne.
Had you already had your practitioner training, or was that, that came later?
No, the practitioner training had happened.
It had.
Yeah. So Anne actually contacted me and, you know, she said that, Paul, it's a great opportunity. I've got someone I believe it might be worth you meeting.
I see.
Twofold, really, because we offer different services from Feng Shui, holistic clearing, like energy clearing, etc. as part of it.
Yes.
And Anne obviously knows that I can do that as well.
Yep.
And also she knows I've got the formal sort of project management side, which has been a big part of my life.
Mm.
So she said, why don't you go and meet Sue? So I went and met Sue, and Sue is just, you know, she's so creative. She just, every single day, she has a different vision.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes we, you know, we have to sort of say to each other, Sue, slow down just a little bit. You know,
yeah,
obviously, I'm looking at someone very similar to
Thank
Sue.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, anytime. I'm getting other people nodding in the studio, just so you know.
Jan, stop it.
Deja vu.
But, it's enthusiastic.
Exactly.
Yes.
But basically, that's where it came from. It started off quite small, and we realised that, you know, we don't want to be another Rightmove or Zoopla. You know, they're very big people, you know, and to have that sort of vision is beyond belief. But then as we started growing, connecting with different areas and different people, we realised that people are interested in more than property, more than just buying and selling.
You know,
you picked up on an
element. Well, I noticed, yes, on your website, I picked up something because also with the health and well-being aspect of moving home, having done it myself, and I'm sure tons of listeners are also agreeing and nodding about when you've done it, you never want to do it again. But something I picked up that you say on your website here, your home has an important hold over you and can influence your health, career, and your children's well-being. And our objective, as in Future Life Properties' objective, is to assist you and your family to create a healthy, peaceful, and loving home. So that gives me the impression that there's more to it than just, oh, I want to sell my house,
Completely.
Or I want to move house,
Completely.
Or I want to buy a house.
There, yeah.
there seems to be more, there's more, than, as you say, than just a property portal.
Yeah, exactly. As I said, we everyone who works with us, from, for instance, Feng Shui consultants.
And Feng Shui, just for our listeners, because we haven't had a Feng Shui. Anyone's listening and is a Feng Shui expert, we'd love to have you on. So do contact us at Cares Winds or whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk. But just for the listeners, because you will know this, what does feng shui do?
Feng shui is a very ancient art of looking at energy and looking. It's a science of energy, a placement of furniture, the location of, for instance, the front door, the colours. You know, so it allows energy to flow freely through a home.
Oh.
And the home, obviously, being your castle, can affect your health and well-being.
Of course.
So we had someone approach us who wanted to work with us.
Uh-huh.
So they offered to come round and do my house, basically a feng shui consultation.
That's handy, Paul.
It was indeed.
Yeah.
It wasn't the full-blown one, but it was enough information. So
you made a lot of changes?
I made some changes, some that I could do. I couldn't actually put a new front door in my old house because my house wouldn't allow it, really. but basically, the energy seemed to change, you know, having flowers in a certain place.
Really?
Putting a water feature somewhere.
Yeah.
And, okay, it might just be my mindset, yeah, but if it works, why not?
Well,
you know, I'm a strong believer anything's possible.
So how long ago did you have it done?
That was around about 3.5 months ago.
Right, so still early days, I guess.
Still early days as things are changing, and there's still a couple of things I still need to do.
Right.
But as you said, you know, houses, it's not just about the house.
No.
It's not just about buying and selling. Some people want to stay where they are, but they don't feel things are right. You know,
okay.
If you feel like you want to go out and let me think, you want to go out and have a really good night out. You know, you're not going to wear a black dress. You might want to wear a black dress if it's a black tie.
Well,
do.
You know, apparently it makes me look a lot slimmer.
Oh, you're looking lovely already.
I just
she's fishing again.
Did you see that?
Just ignore
it. You may want to wear a big bright red dress to be noticed, to be
that'd
seen.
Be me. Bright red.
Yeah. So imagine the influence that can have on a home just by colour. Nothing to do with feng shui.
But do I have to hang a red dress on the ceiling?
You can hang a red dress on the ceiling.
I've lost the plot, Jan.
Just take the red light bulb down from.
That's a different radio station completely.
I was going to say, you read my... See, I'm biting my lip here. I'm thinking, do I say the things I'm thinking?
I know that in some time zones we are after the 9 o'clock watershed, but
not
for
here,
the
yes.
UK, we need to stay above that line, Jan. Thank you.
It's the red light on the computer. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, of course. Yes. Look at that smirky smile over there. So, going back to our wonderful guest... feng shui is one of the
that's one element. Yeah, I mean, we have something called Vastu, which is similar to feng shui, but it's more for the Asian community.
Oh, right.
Okay. A lot of people have never heard of it,
but
I hadn't until actually Sue advised me. She'd done a hell of a lot of research on this.
Right.
And another element is holistic surveys. We call it holistic surveys. It's like house clearancing. You know, like, you know, we said earlier about negative energy.
Yes.
You know, because you can have positive energy as well as negative energy in a house.
Right.
So we've got someone, you know, I could do it myself, but I've got someone who looks at ley lines about where certain angles of a house is formed.
Right.
And they come in and they make changes, you know. Again, looking at how energy can be transferred and moved around. Similar to feng shui, but slightly different.
Right. Do they get involved with architects?
I was just about to ask that. You read my mind, Jane.
100%.
Right.
That's one thing that they do with Vastu. It's something they do from the very base, from the full structure, from the plot of land, the whole piece.
Excellent.
You know, so it's amazing.
As you say, a real true holistic offering or a true holistic portal of information.
Completely. I mean, you know, the spiritual, the energy world, you know, universal energy, is looked at by so many people now.
It is, and the scientific.
Most definitely. It's very closely balanced now.
Mm.
A lot of people do sort of brush it off.
Mm.
But when you start talking to people, everyone is sort of, really, you know, there could just
be
something there. Everyone's interested in it.
Mm.
So, you know, we offer services where you can try it, you know, see if it makes a difference.
Mm.
We personally believe, and I know it does make a difference.
Mm.
You know, even celebrities do it. Simon Cowell, not so long ago, he had energy clearance done on his house. I believe it's out in America somewhere.
Okay.
Cost him a hell of a lot of money. I think it was a few £100,000 he paid.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for him, that's just like us spending a fiver.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So yeah, I mean, everyone's open to it. Mm-hmm. If you want that positive energy, because you come home at night and there's fresh flowers there. Mm, okay,
make a difference.
Makes you feel better in yourself. You know.
Well, this is something that we've touched on in some of the other shows as well. But that is one of the key things that it's if it works and if there's a sense that that thing. When you come home from work, you come in the door. If it lightens your mood, then who's to say that that's, you know,
well,
that's rubbish.
It's working for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Completely. If it's working and it lifts your spirit and it lifts your mood, that means your evening is going to be slightly different. Yeah. You're going to behave in a slightly different way. You're going to speak in a softer tone. You're not going to shout and holler and swear. Then fantastic. Mm. It ticks the boxes. Yeah. And so, yes, I think there's more and more people now who are starting to look at, well, if this works for me.
They're open.
I'm going to go for that. Mm. And of course, if we're looking at selling a home or trying to find a home that really fits right, then again, if that's going to work and tick the boxes that it means I can sell my house, then who's to really poo-poo that?
Because some people struggle for a long while to sell and then they think, well, why isn't it? Mm. You know, so you may want to have someone come in and just say, it just needs this, you know, to make it better.
Yeah.
It was the old fresh bread and hot coffee on the go, wasn't it?
Yeah, hot coffee. Mm,
completely.
Yeah. Or grind the coffee, isn't it, as well, or something. Have it ground. Mm. So, yes. Now, Paul, we're going to play your record next.
Oh, thank you.
And it's Viva La Vida by Coldplay. Do you like my accent there? That
was good. Yeah. You were off in Vegas for a split second.
I was, wasn't Welsh. I? There was a bit of a Elvis back to Diana's supported holidays. And you chose this because there's also an element of motivation behind it for you and some of the sort of links and the meanings. Just tell us about that.
Yeah. A few years ago, about 8 years ago, I was due to run the marathon. But I had to pull out because my brother-in-law passed away suddenly. So I always said I was going to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm getting on in age a little bit now.
No, you're not.
Well, I'm looking...
See, he's fishing now.
Yeah. I'm trying. And I just thought myself, yeah, and I put in the ballot last year, not thinking I'd get it.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, magazine dropped through, you're accepted to run in the London Marathon.
Oh, I didn't get that magazine this year.
So I thought to myself, okay, I've got to do it. But it was roughly the same time as well. I thought, what's going to inspire me? What's going to take me over that edge?
Mm.
Apart from my own mindset and training.
Yes.
I thought to myself, okay, how do I get there? And I looked at the Paralympics and what those guys and girls did.
Amazing.
You know, it's just, I'm lost for words.
Yeah, I agree.
And Coldplay played at the end.
Yeah,
and I just thought to myself, that just gave me that incentive, and I visualised myself running over the finishing line. With that playing in my ears, it just gave me that extra edge. And it gave me the edge I needed.
And it comes back to the phrase you used earlier, anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
So those listeners, if you're tuned in, listening at the moment, or if you're listening back later on, anything's possible. So sit back, cup of cocoa or a cup of tea, and enjoy Coldplay.
sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become.
Looking for reliable, expert web hosting? Audio streaming for radio, internet stations and FM alike. www.simplecast.co.uk. Custom packages, bargain starter packages, domain name sales with auto setup within 5 minutes. If you've thought of a broadcast, we've thought of a solution. www.simplecast.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
So you didn't see it, but you could have heard it if I was sneaky. But there was Paul singing away to that song. He was boogieing around the studio.
The feet were going as if he was
pounding. Yeah, he was running the marathon. Yeah, although he's not quite there yet. But hey, so welcome back. Yep, listening to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk, Monday afternoon. I see the sun is shining out there. I think the wind has departed.
Blowing the cobwebs away.
It's moved on. I think it's actually moved on to where I may be celebrating my birthday. Just to get that in. Anyway,
is it
coming
your birthday?
Did I not mention that? Yeah, it's birthday week. Celebration week. In fact, it's birthday month. That's where I go. An excuse to have lots of presents. So, coming back to future life properties, Paul, you mentioning these all these different sort of aspects to it. We've got the feng shui. We've got the, I've forgotten it already, but the one, the sort of like feng shui, but something else.
Vastu.
Vastu. Is that pronounced correctly?
Yes.
Good. And let's go back to some basics then. If I want to search you, type into Google mm-hmm. or any other known world engine there that you would use to search on the internet, what sort of things might your clients be typing and what are they going to be looking for? Is it physically, I want to look for an estate agent and they'll come at you that way? Or are there other directions, other needs that people then arrive at your doorstep?
Well, we're also connected to a few other bigger companies.
Oh, great.
One of them's called Rocket Lawyer.
Rocket Lawyer.
Rocket Lawyer, the second largest online legal company in the US.
Wow.
So they offer packages to do with legal services.
Right.
So if you're searching for wills, etc., you will see Rocket Lawyer come up along with us. If you come up with feng shui for your house, you will see that come up. Future Life Properties.
Uh-huh. We do so property. Like a sort of link.
Yeah, there's in. Links there. There's interlinks everywhere. Because we also offer everything else that you would need for the full end-to-end solution of buying and selling a house, from conveyancers to property surveyors to everything you need at the right time. You know, we have something called a timeline, home buyer's timeline.
All right.
Which basically breaks down every element of the buying life cycle.
Sounds like a project plan to me.
It does indeed. from offer accepted through to, you know, moving in day.
Moving in and putting the fire on.
We've got all the big companies connected with us, from Virgin Media, BT, British Gas.
That's my Ducati going by the sound of it.
Offering special services as well, yeah. You know, special prices through us.
And what's this? I noticed something on your website, the green portal or something to do with the green issues, environmentally friendly.
Yeah, eco-friendly. Green deal and eco-friendly.
Green deals
is what the government are doing at the moment, yep. Where they can assist you to...
Is that like the... panels in your roof, solar panels, or indeed
central heating systems, etc. And basically, you put the bill of the cost of that into the energy bill that goes into that property.
Right.
That's a government incentive.
Yes.
So we obviously offer connections into people who would come around and do surveys for you for that, to see if you can have that, whether or not you need it.
Yes, of course.
And also, eco-friendly. You know, we have people who come round and try and make your house as eco-friendly as possible.
Which I think is quite a hot topic for a lot of people these days.
It is very hot.
I've just got my new bins. Those listeners out there are probably nodding away.
You mean rubbish bins?
Yeah,
not
rubbish bins.
Eyesight bins.
How many have you got now?
Where are you from? I know that our lovely Paul originated in the Elephant Castle, so we're starting to go rhyming slang now.
We are.
I'm talking about my black bin and my wheelie bins and all of that. And I've now got this lovely little bin, kitchen caddy, put in my kitchen. That's all my compostable stuff. Lovely. So, yeah, there's, you know, even the local councils and things are trying to do stuff.
No,
definitely.
I think the world was changing in itself. I mean, we're not trying to change the property process. Mm. We're just trying to make it, I suppose, easier, more friendly, mm-hmm. You know, and giving people an opportunity to have choice,
yeah.
You know. I mean, our initial problem was property, but getting property on there for people to view.
So how does that happen?
We are now part-powered by Zoopla. So Zoopla will give us a full reach of properties across the UK. And we also have a reach of properties across the globe through other connections we've made.
So our listeners in Australia and India,
absolutely,
they could utilise your portal?
They can indeed. And they can search for properties on there from Australia to India.
Or if they wanted to move to the UK.
Indeed.
Then they'll be there too.
Yes. Lovely, lovely windy UK. Yeah.
No, it's not. It's lovely here.
Oh, it's gone now, isn't it? I forgot.
Anyway, wind is good. Blows the cobwebs away.
It does indeed.
Yeah. So, yes, sorry, Jan.
Well, one of my questions was how you got your properties, so we've done that one.
Yeah.
But supplemental. So if you do have an overseas client and then they say they want some feng shui, obviously they could probably find a practitioner nearby.
Yeah.
But are you looking at Skype? Are you looking at other technologies that might allow a practitioner in the UK to
assist? We utilise Skype for things like future life progression.
Right.
And potentially energy clearance of a house, because that can be done remotely. So I'm reliably informed by our specialists.
Mm-hmm.
But in regards to feng shui, we would look to contact someone in that local country if they needed that, because we're also connected directly in with the UK governing board of feng shui practitioners.
Okay.
So they've got that connection into other countries should we need that. Predominantly we are a UK based company,
mm-hmm.
Searching, so if anyone wants a property abroad from the UK, then that's the easiest way we look at it.
Right.
Okay. So going back to your role here, it's you and Susan.
Susan Denford,
Susan,
yeah.
Denford. Hello, Susan, again. And the two of you, that's it? Or you? And obviously you have all these, what I call associates, or that do all the various different bits. So, for example, future life progression regarding somebody's home, if they were interested in that, you have a list of people you could get them in touch with. Or do you do it?
I've done it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do it. Obviously, it depends if someone wants it done remotely. As you know, it can be done by Skype.
Yeah.
A lot of people actually, like myself, I actually like to be in the room with someone.
Yes,
it's more personal. You can look and feel the energy.
Yes, that's
the,
better.
Yeah.
Now, I know you two obviously know exactly what you're talking about. And we're going to have a show
specifically. Yes, Jan's going to...
I put you on the spot, Paul?
Please.
And say, in a nutshell, what is FLP and what would somebody expect if they attended a session?
Okay.
So at home, maybe we...
Certainly. Yeah. The easiest way for me to say is we've all heard of something called past life regression, where you may have had a previous life. So it works in a similar way. So what you do, you're put into a slight meditative state.
Okay.
And you open up your unconscious mind. You open up your imagination, allowing your thoughts to come fluid and flow freely. With Future Life Progression, the aim is to go, in this case for the property arena, to take you forward 5 and/or 10 years. So you get a snippet of where you are, the property you're going to be at.
You're going to be in or...
Exactly. Right. You can walk in that front door. I've had people literally walk in their front door. They've seen the property.
What it looks like.
What it looks like. They may not have the area, but then they're looking online for a particular property. Mm. You know, people say it's self-fulfilling prophecy. But in like any element of future life progression, if it works, what's wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You know, if they see themselves in their most fabulous job that they want and they achieve it, who cares?
Mm. Wins.
Exactly.
See?
Oh,
set it up, knock it through, Buck.
We're working well here today, aren't we?
Anyone, I think I've done this before. But it is that allowing people, there's an element of also maybe a sense of hope, or even just giving somebody some clarity of direction. Mm. They may well not decide that's definite, but correct. It does give them the clues of what's more important for them, what things are, perhaps they hadn't really thought about that aspect. Mm. And it's just allowing with, you know, I call it the unconscious mind to actually have the permission to speak. Because often in our logical doing mind all the time and active, that often it doesn't get a chance to speak. And so just allowing us to be quiet. Mm. It can just tap in. I also call it tapping into your intuition as well.
Mm,
tapping
definitely.
Into that real, what is it you're really after? What would it really look like?
And people have always said, like, you know, say I go forward 5 years and I'm in the same job that I don't like. And I say to them, well, what's that going to make you want to do now?
Mm.
It's going to make you want to make some real serious changes. Go to college, uni, do whatever, you know.
Mm.
Sell up, go to another town, so you know you're not going to be in that job.
Mm.
Just to change direction.
Right.
And coming back to Future Life Properties.
Yes.
The name, some people may well think, oh, is it only then spiritual? You know, is that the portal is all about future life progression and feng shui, the holistic therapies and things like that associated with moving house. But future life properties that I'm assuming here, but the name is more about that it's future life, it's the excitement.
Exactly, yeah. It's your future life.
Yeah.
You know, it's your stepping stone to you know, get your new house.
Mm.
Or it's not necessarily always buying and selling a house. You may love your house. You may just want to make some changes. Interior design. You know, we offer all these services. You know, so from an extension, you need a surveyor. You know, property surveyor. You need a conveyancer, a legal lawyer.
To do all the plans and submit them and that sort of help.
Completely. So we are a portal of choice. That's basically what we are. We offer the best deals at the right time for everyone who needs something.
So really it's anything to do with the house.
So you could come to, one could come to you just as a regular, I want to move house, and not touch any of your additional services.
Correct.
If that's the requirement.
And they could just search properties as you would do, because it is tapped into Zoopla or the various or many thousands of properties we've got around the globe.
Mm. So, and I noticed on Facebook, because we, with our Who Cares Wins page, we've connected with your Facebook Future Life Properties page. And you sometimes have some adverts on there, or some, not adverts, but you have some postings of offers or things that clients of Future Life Properties can get, because you seem to be hooking in with other bigger companies.
We've hooked into many of the high street brands who basically that's our home buyers timeline, and that offers special deals and promotions exactly the right time when you need them in that home buyers timeline.
Right.
So after you've moved in, you know, you may want to go to Waitrose to order your first shop, so you're going to get £75 off a shop.
Cool.
Because you're doing it via our site.
You see? Little gold star prizes going
exactly.
on there.
And we've also got something called a home voucher checker. My home voucher checker. That basically allows you to see if there's any deals, promotions on anything you need for the home at this moment in time.
Whether I'm moving or not?
Whether you're moving or not, just going there, search. And you might even want things for Christmas. You know, it could be...
He said that word, Jan.
It did. Sorry, did I say... Is
he's lost his brownie point.
Is it gone? Damn.
Well, I think he's earned his ribbon. Because I love the word Christmas. I think we'll have a bit of music, because very appropriately, and again, you've done it again, so we'll give you another gold star tick there, Paul, to introduce our next song. It's by Madness, so you've probably already guessed it, listeners. It is Our House.
Where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Gets up late for work. Mother has to iron his shirt. Then she sends the kids to school. Sees them off with a small kiss. She's the one they're going to miss in lots of ways.
Of the street, the best place to be, Paul?
At this moment,
middle of the street, or yeah. Would we be end of terraced or semi-detached castle? Don't know if you have many semi-detached castles, really. I know, I'm off on one.
East wing, west wing.
We are running out of time again. We need to have a whole day show. I think that's what we need to do. In the our vision, Jan, for the future.
Okay.
Jan Mulligan's show. And
24/7
on all time for all around the globe. And before we disappear, listener, we just want to cover a few more things with our wonderful guest, Paul Stevens from Future Life Properties, and also the Pinstripe Medium. And he's known, if you search on any of those wonderful search engines, and if you type in the Pinstripe Medium, he will pop up.
Oh, well, indeed, yes. List. Yeah.
If I want to get hold of you, Paul, for any aspect, so from the coaching aspect, if I want help, if I want to do ghost hunting, if I want to look at those aspects we've covered, how would I get hold of you under the Pinstripe Medium? Just search on your website, or is it a better way to go through emails, mobile phones? What's the best way to get
Well, obviously, as you said, the best way obviously would Google initially, you know, so I'll pop up
or
straight away.
Well-known search engine.
Sorry, any other well-known search engine, of course, yeah.
Indeed. Wherever you are in the world.
But obviously, my website, which would be www.thepinstripemedium.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or my email address would be Paul Stevens.
And that's Stevens with a V. Yes, because
yeah,
I'm
one word.
PH, just to confuse
And
life.
Then at thepinstripemedium.com.
At pinstripemedium.com. We'll put all of this on our Facebook page as well, so we'll share that with photos later of you. And also future life properties. If I want to have a look at the website with all of these offerings and all of these things, I might want to have them all, or our listeners might be picking up on something you've said that, oh, just even my home, looking at a change, new year, new start, maybe after you take those Christmas decorations down. How would they get hold of you? What's the best way?
Two ways. One, obviously, look on the website itself, which is www.futurelifeproperties.com.
Mm-hmm.
You will see the various different services that we provide. They all have a very easy, very simple online contact service.
Great.
Or alternatively, contact us directly at homes@futurelifeproperties.com.
Okay. So again, we'll put all of that on our Facebook page. Of course, we tweet anything. If you're tweeting out any hot offers or anything that you've got, we'll retweet those for our listeners. Mm-hmm. And of course, they can follow you on the Twitter.
Indeed.
And we have probably need to look at future dates of having you back to see how things are progressing and new things, because I know you've been teasing us this morning with other things that might be coming out of the woodwork. And so I am definitely intrigued. You've got me there. And we'll have to talk to you about next year and coming back and updating us. Although I think there's some other shows that might be interested in talking to you, such as The Business Bunker, which is on Tuesdays. And, of course, the lovely Sammy on Becoming Psychic, because she can explore some of those other avenues and have a bit more time to have some fun. But not too much, because otherwise we'll be jealous. Before we disappear, listener, you know we have a bit of a roundup of events or awareness months. So, Jan, we've got a couple of things, haven't we, this week?
Yeah, a couple of awareness months. November is Movember. That's Men's Health Awareness Month. It's the month where every man who's got a spine will grow a beard.
Yay, Paul.
And the wimps that don't need to be nagged.
I'm a very handlebar moustache, I'm aiming for.
Excellent. So we're going to have photos from Paul at the end of the month.
Brilliant.
With a wonderful moustache there.
I won't grow one.
And one of the particular focuses this month is going to be prostate cancer. And the website is prostatecanceruk.org/get-involved. Again, that will be on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And another awareness for November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Lots of websites there, so just Google lung cancer or any other search engine. Lung Cancer Awareness Month.
It's terrible, isn't it? Just autopilot.
It's such a nice word.
Yeah, I mean, there is Lung Cancer Alliance, isn't it, we can look up. Of course, those of you that are interested in mindfulness, remember that Witherden's Hall, lovely place, the retreat in Wingham in Canterbury, just outside Canterbury, actually, in Kent. They have their Mindfulness Immersion Weekend, which is the 1st through to the 3rd of November. So if you want to get hold of them, have a look at mindfulnessatwork.com or witherdenshall.co.uk. And remember last week you heard Rory from the Wellbeing Symposium. It's on the 13th of November. Are you going? If not, why not? Because you can get a good deal. If you listen to the show from last week, which of course is on either Jan's site or my site, and we'll post all the details again for the Listen Again features on Facebook, you can actually get a discounted ticket.
Absolutely.
And come along and come and have a chat with us. Jan and I are going to be roaming around with a little microphone and interviewing people and getting more information for you, the listener, around health and well-being. So before we disappear and ride like the wind with Christopher Cross out there, although I think it's died down, I just want to say a big thanks to you, Paul Stevens, for coming down.
Thank you,
Pinstripe Media, Future Life Properties. Jan, as always, fantastic job keeping me in order, keeping me to time.
Are we back next week?
We are back next week. And of course, back next week with another fantastic guest. I must get the right one. It's not me. It's the wonderful Tim Box. Some people may know him from Headway Hypnotherapy. And so he's going to look at the hypnotherapy. So he actually classes himself as a hypnotherapist.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So beware, Jan.
Oh, I'll just fall asleep in the corner.
No, behave. You have a good week there, listeners. And please do be careful if you're out on the road still. Just beware of any of those fallen trees. Don't hare around a corner if you are driving. If you're walking, be careful of the leaves. And have a lovely Halloween.
Spooky.
Yeah. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye, everyone.